SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News. E-Safety Commissioner Julian McGrath says her office has been monitoring compliance since the ban came into force on December 10.
We're assessing what they've done and where they're falling short. And I want to reassure you, if a platform has not taken the reasonable steps they need to comply, we will take action. That's our role, and we're committed to it.
In a compliance report, her office says there's been some progress in the first 3 months, including large-scale account removals and more visible underage reporting pathways. But major gaps remain.
Good enough for big tech to offer kids multiple attempts to get in through photo scanning. It's not good enough for big tech to say, do you want to check your age ahead of 10 December coming in? And the biggest reason that kids haven't been thrown off social media platforms, as you see in the compliance report, is because big tech hasn't even asked their age to begin with.
Associate Professor.
Very addictive. So these platforms have algorithms that encourage everyone to stay on for as long as possible, and that this can be incredibly addictive. Together with that, they're always accessible. And so what we often find is that if someone, you know, is having a moment of inattention or a moment where they are looking for some sort of distraction, it's there, it's accessible, and that can cause a whole lot of challenges and problems.
Dr. Hosking says social media addiction can develop when people use it as a distraction from painful emotional states.
So they might use it to control anxiety or to overcome depressed mood or grief or other, you know, emotional problems they might be experiencing. And so if someone finds a way to manage painful emotional states through the use of social media, that can form something of a gateway for these other more intense addictions, intense substance use or gambling addictions, to start to develop.
He says there are several reasons why restricting access to social media for under 16s is a really healthy initiative.
One is that it prevents some of these things to developing, you know, an addiction kind of developing. But I think the other kind of part is that social media exposes people to a range of really challenging and difficult media, including, you know, the capacity for abuse from other people, and that could be really damaging. But they could also see things that can be not developmentally appropriate that might be really painful and damaging to them.
The federal court has the power to fine social media companies up to $49.5 million if they fail to take reasonable steps to comply with Australia's social media minimum age obligation. Communications Minister Annika Wells says the compliance reporting requirement should reassure parents and warn big tech that compliance failures could result in hefty fines.
Publishing the compliance report today, I think, not just gives parents peace of mind that we understand what you're going through, but puts big tech on notice. Enforcement action has begun. We are building the evidence case, and the eSafety Commissioner can take you to court.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.
A new SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Europe.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
Tune in from the 1st of May.
On DAB Radio, online.
The SBS Audio app.
And SBS On Demand.